We're here at the 84th National FFA Convention, where the National Agricultural Proficiency winners have just been announced. With us, we have the Dairy Production Placement winner. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Brad Locke from Wisconsin, Plymouth FFA chapter. Down here in winter, Dairy Production Placement. My SAE is I work for two dairy farms, Summit Farms, 650 cow dairy, where I'm the night herdsman and take care of everything with the cows, from dealing with calves to managing the milkers. And I also milk cows for my neighbors, John and David Karstens. So,
how did you get involved in such a unique project?
I really don't know. Considering both my parents have full-time jobs off the farm, it's just something that I liked from when I was little on. I've always liked cows, so it just kind of took off from there. So,
how do you plan on using the skills that you've earned during the course of this project in your future?
Well, I guess dairy farming will always be part of my future, so these skills are just going to keep building and building as I work into a career in the dairy industry.
What are your career goals?
Well, to own a farm of my own and a herd of my own and see where it takes us, I guess, and how things go.
So if you plan to be involved in the dairy industry for at least a significant part of your future, are you optimistic about the future of the dairy industry? I know it has lots of challenges that I'm sure you've had to face. What do you foresee happening?
Well, there's obviously going to be ups and downs no matter what, so you just got to be able to live through them and take the good with the bad and make the best out of it and do what you enjoy doing and turn a profit at it. So,
have you run into any specific challenges during your project that, I mean, other dairy herdsmen wouldn't have been exposed to?
I guess the biggest challenge is working as the night herdsman or supervisor. I'm all on my own, so there's no one else to go to if anything goes wrong, and it taught me to be more independent and figure things out on my own, and if not, I gotta wake somebody out of bed to figure it out, and it's not always the best.
Now, the theme of this year's National Convention is I Believe. What are some things that you believe have gotten you to become a National Proficiency winner, and what are some things you believe that other FFA members should work towards to reach such levels of success?
Well, obviously getting this far is a great achievement, and I got to thank our FFA advisors for everything that they did, because without them I wouldn't have even thought about applying for any of this. And also the people along the way that worked with me so well to take the extra time to teach me the skills and get me to where I am, and just the great people that have took that extra time to get me to this point. So,
what advice would you give to FFA members who are starting on their SAE projects and are interested in dairy production, but they're not sure where to begin or where to go?
Well, you got to start with a dairy farm of some sort, obviously, and just don't give up. No matter how tough it gets, keep going. It'll get better. So,
so what final message would you like to leave FFA members with?
Just go for it. What do you got to lose? So,
that was Brad Locke from the Wisconsin FFA Association, your national winner in dairy production placement. This award is sponsored by GEA Farm Technologies in Coon, North America, from the 84th National FFA Convention.